The President Who Won't Leave, Part 1 of 3. Has he been planning for this war all along? From day one, my ballroom, my ballroom. A petulant child crying for his ballroom. Almost a month later, the child coyly admits to the underground complex the shed is covering. All paid for with donations straight from somebody's pocket. Probably tucked into that additional $1.5 trillion defense budget, because the underground playground is his bunker, his refuge in time of war, his hidden military complex, hospital, and I am sure gilded and lavish living quarters. But this is old news, and that is exactly what makes it today's news. What has he been planning? Who is he protecting himself from? Look at another trend from day one. ICE. His personal army. Not just personal. His army based on American soil. We have a huge Navy, somewhere else. A huge Air Force, but they fight from the air. Our ground forces are intentionally small because modern warfare isn't patterned after large invading occupational forces. But ICE is local. ICE is new. And ICE is loyal. Loyal because he extended presidential immunity to cover their actions on American soil. Pretty clever move. Not everything has run smoothly. T. He National Guard pushed back. Generals and admirals pushed back. We will not follow illegal orders. So he fired them. Forced them to retire. What's left are a few weak loyalists. But they'll still pour the coffee and butter the bagel. What more does he need? I'll tell you what he needs. And I'll tell you that he knows it too. He needs his bunker to hide from the one enemy he cannot neutralize, the awakening and very angry American people, the old people who can't afford their medications, the veterans losing their benefits, the people who see his cheap drugs website as just another grift, the working mothers who can't afford daycare, the legal immigrants being herded like cattle. He went to war against the wrong people. That's why he needs the bunker, and he knows it. Which is why he is in such a panic to get it built. He doesn't plan on going anywhere, and I think he has realized that even Bubba is going to end up on the other side of this one. What's your take over this morning's coffee?